Let's do it. Room Radio is back at your face holes. My name is Darian. I have returned for another week of witchy, bitchy, snitchy, kind of itchy horror business. My main man Buddy's in the house.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, dude? You look tired.
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Busy day at work?
Just staying up late.
What are you staying up? Oh, never mind. I think I know why you're staying up late.
It all started off like playing games, like board games.
It always does. And then a nice glass of Chardonnay. Well. And before you know it, you're masturbating in a bathtub. Been there many times, my friend. What's going on? You just staying up all night or what?
Yeah, just haven't been able to get to sleep lately.
Oh, dude,
on time.
I hate it.
Yeah, so board games, like I said, one night. And then after that, it's like, oh. Yeah, I'm about ready to go to bed. Oh, hey, we're making like tacos, street tacos. I'm like, okay, I'll stay up for another hour.
I'll stay up for street tacos.
Yeah.
I'll stay up till 3 in the morning eating street tacos.
Man.
It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. I hate that. My move is Benadryl. Because I will literally, first off, I can't go to sleep unless there's some kind of noise in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how people sleep in dead silence.
Oh, yeah, me either. I got to have a fan.
It's probably my time in the military, but... So I gotta have it. I usually just put some random horror movie on, mm-hmm. and then I pop a Benny, and then I'm usually out.
Oh, wow.
But because I'm an old-ass man, I wake up a minimum of 3 times at night, and I drink one of these before bed, so I'm gonna piss my pants.
Right, yeah.
But the worst part, I'm gonna go off on a tangent now. I do this thing, and I don't know why I keep doing it. I wake up, and I'm like, oh, I gotta piss my pants, and then I'll be like, oh, I'll just go back to sleep and piss when my alarm goes off. And then I'll never go back to sleep. I'll just be there uncomfortable trying to keep my piss in.
Yeah, well, the downside is if you get up, there's like, well, now it's going to take me like 20, 30,
exactly.
40 minutes to get back to sleep.
Exactly. Now I'm up.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Adult diapers.
Yeah.
I think is the way to go.
They exist.
They do. I'll just wallow in my own piss all night long.
That's right.
You're disgusting, man.
How about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, just the usual shit, you know, running around, doing the job, running,
yeah.
Getting in the ice tank every morning. In the snow, dude.
Yeah.
That is another set of miserable.
Man, I got 2 feet of snow at my place.
I don't think we probably got a good 18 inches, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty high. It still is. I mean, mm-hmm. most of it's gone now. But
yeah, luckily it's warming up. So by the end of the week, it'll be gone.
Yeah, should be. But yeah, I think it was the second day. I did a treadmill run, and I'm like, well, I got to get in the ice tank now.
Yeah.
I open the curtains, and it's just a full on blizzard out there. Oh God, it's worse because like you got the sub-zero water.
Yeah.
And it's freezing.
The ice in the tank.
The ice in the tank. But it's a small enough tank to where I can't fit all the way in. But the part of me that's in the water is actually warmer than the part of me that's outside of the water.
Yeah.
Which is a new level of stupid.
That's what you're saving your piss for, isn't it? warm up that tank.
Ugh, I can't find my penis.
Yeah, that was my workout for the weekend, like each day.
Yeah, pretty
shoveling
much.
Snow.
Yeah, it's rough, man. Well, we got a regular horror show to get into here, Monsignor. How about we kick things off with a little of the old horror news?
Oh, yeah.
Horror news.
Yes, sir. What do you got for us?
Well, did you get a chance to watch Night Swim?
I did, actually, yeah.
Yeah? What'd you think?
It's all right.
Yeah? Is that coming in your what are you looking at?
Oh, no. It was on there a couple weeks
ago. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, it's coming to digital and Blu-ray with commentary track.
Okay.
Yeah. Universal, Blumhouse, and producer James Wan's Night Swim. Currently available for $20, $19.99. PVOD, rental at home, and a digital and physical media release coming soon.
Okay.
Like digital March 12th, Blu-ray, DVD, April 9th.
I might go ahead and grab the Blu-ray.
Yeah, I didn't find it too bad. I liked it.
It's very hard for me to get behind a haunted swimming pool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's next? A haunted motorcycle?
Oh. Haunted Harley.
Well, alrighty. Now you've got my attention.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right, so how about Saw? You like the franchise?
I do.
All right, get all 10 films Blu-ray collection from Lionsgate. Came out the first one 20 years ago.
Oh, God, we're old.
I know. It's hard to believe it was that long ago. It feels like maybe 10.
I was out of the Marine Corps when I saw the first Saw.
Wow.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah. So, yeah, 2 decades and then 10 of them. And with a worldwide box office total of over $1 billion.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Yeah.
Between all those. So, yeah, Saw 10 film collection box set that includes all 10 films on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. Beyond the details regarding continents were not specified. So, the bloody rundown is 23 discs included. Ooh. All 10 movies and DVD plus bonus DVDs with more extras for the first 3 installments. The discs themselves are identical to their respective individual releases. And there's like a huge list of it. I'm not going to go through all
Well, yeah, of course.
Man, it's
all
crazy.
All kinds of bonuses.
Now, take a wild guess like how much you think this would cost.
All right. I'm going to ballpark it.
23 discs, 10 films.
That's probably close to 48 hours worth of sitting in front of your TV.
Gosh.
I'm gonna ballpark it $225.
Not even close.
No? How much?
Nope.
Five.
$72.
Wow.
And 79 cents.
Oh shit.
Yeah, on Amazon you get 9% discount, but normally it's going for $80.
That's still not bad.
No, it's not at all.
I might have to do that.
Yeah.
I might have to get in on that.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It's on Lionsgate, and then I clicked a link to Lionsgate. It popped up on Amazon, and it shows, like, all of it.
Nice.
For $80. Yeah.
Has it got, like, sick. Some cool art with it, or?
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of stuff
in it. I'm into it. Yeah. Nice.
All right. Scary fun for all ages. I'm going to name 6 of the best gateway horror video games.
Okay.
For all ages.
All right. All ages.
Number 6, Death Junior, 2005.
Sounds silly, but all right.
Yeah. PSP. Number 5, Hello Neighbor, 2017.
Yeah, my kid likes that one.
Mm-hmm. Number 4, Nightmare Before Christmas, Oogie's Revenge, 2004.
Never heard of it.
Number 3, Ghoul Patrol from 1994.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually pretty cool graphics back then.
Yeah, that might be on my emulator.
It might be. 2, Gregory Horror Show, 2003.
Whoa. Okay.
Never heard of that one.
I mean, yeah.
And last one, Luigi's Mansion 3, 2019.
That one I'm familiar with.
Mm.
Right on.
All right, that's all I got. What are you looking at?
Dude. Have you seen the trailers for Strangers Chapter 1?
No.
Trailers are up.
This
is a prequel to The Strangers. Hmm. Looks pretty dope.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people weren't a big fan of Prey at Night. I understand that.
Right.
This is going to show us where it all started, I think.
Cool.
From what I get, just looking at what I saw of the trailer, and I'm not going to ruin it for you.
It'll be good if they do it right.
That's true. I mean, pretty much everything is good when it's done correctly.
Yeah.
People fuck things up. I'm not too interested.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to make a movie and shit it out.
Well, that's what it feels like sometimes.
It
like,
can't happen.
Hey, we're going to do a prequel. And you watch it's like, really?
Then you end up with Ginger Snaps Back.
Yeah.
Which made zero sense to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Images are out of Bill Skarsgård as the new Crow. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I want to get behind this, man.
I know.
I'm not that haircut.
The haircut's terrible.
The face tattoos. He looks like a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah.
That's going to be a bit of a problem.
Yeah, we'll see how he talks in it.
I feel like you're already losing that 90s. Well, I mean, you have to lose the 90s grunge aesthetic.
You do.
You have to update it. I understand that. I don't know, man. He looks like somebody I want to punch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
but
know.
But he's super tall.
No, well, yeah, he's got that going for him. So I'm a little leery.
Yeah. I still want to check it out,
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to reserve judgment on mm-hmm. this. Scream Factory is releasing Killer Clowns from Outer Space in 4K UHD with a steelbook.
Yeah.
That's going to be sharp.
Yeah, are you going to get it?
I already have a copy.
Yeah.
It's
not going to go for the steelbook, though?
I don't understand the appeal of the steelbooks.
Dr. Dale, if you're listening, I want to know if you're going to get it.
I know Jason Harrell's probably pre-ordered four of them.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. It's,
we should get one and just send it to him.
In case the house burns down, I want to make sure that this Blu-ray is safe. So I encase it in steel. In case a home invader breaks in, I want to be able to use it as a shield.
That's right.
I don't understand that. All right. It's fine. Good for you. What else we have here? Are you ready for more Disney horror adaptations?
Sure. Why not?
How about Vampire?
Oh,
a
Lord.
Horror version of Bambi.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, buddy.
Vampire.
Woo, daddy.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, sir. The everybody's saying it is a cross between Evil Dead and Who Meets Roger Rabbit, or Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
What kind of graphics is this?
That's what I'm thinking, is that they're doing the thing where they put the cartoons in with the live actors, and it's going to kind of a thing.
Okay.
It's been attempted before. I've got a copy around here of a movie called Evil Toons. okay. It stars a bunch of porn stars.
Oh.
And they could only afford like three or 4 minutes worth of animation. So the monster, the cartoon monster, doesn't show up until the very end.
Huh.
It's silly. It's
oh, my
silly
goodness.
As fucking shit.
Wow.
Yeah. You got that going on. Here's something you didn't think you needed, but I know you do. It's Attack of the Killer Tomatoes themed perfumes and candles.
Smells like tomatoes?
Smells like killer tomatoes, I assume. Which, why not just put ketchup on you?
I know, right?
I don't know.
You'd really have to get a strong scent out of that one, because, I mean, you take ketchup, you really got to get in there to smell
it. I don't even think I know what ketchup smells like. I know what hot dogs smell like.
Right, yeah.
And I kind of associate that with ketchup.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that I would ever know the scent of ketchup. Maybe if I boiled a pot of ketchup.
A pot of tomatoes?
You caught a face full of those fumes. Maybe. I don't know, man. But there you have it.
Yeah.
For the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes super fan.
I wonder if it'll make you hungry if you have it in the kitchen.
Probably. That smell like Italian food.
Oh.
Right? Marinara sauce?
Oh, especially if there's like a garlic hint to it.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Okay. Now you're going to turn the big girls on.
Yeah.
Hi, handsome. You come to this all-you-can-eat buffet?
Deodorant coming soon.
That's all I got on the horror news there, Mr. Man.
All right.
How about some listener mail?
Yeah.
Listener mail.
Yeah, buddy.
Hmm.
Here we go, all the way from Sydney, Australia. It's Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Subject line, Freebird! He says, Freebird. Thanks for writing in, Tim.
Oh.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
He wrote back, though.
Mm-hmm.
Subject line, oh, Darian. Hi, everyone. Hope you're doing well. I'm currently off work at the moment with a torn groin. This is the most painful shit I've ever encountered, but enough about me. I can sympathize with that, Tim.
I was getting a little sore when I was shoveling snow.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. I've been doing these supernatural workouts in between runs.
That's supernatural?
It's called supernatural.
Oh, okay.
It's I pretend to be a ghost.
I know, right?
No, it's a workout system on the Meta Quest, the Oculus.
Oh, okay.
And you basically put your VR goggles on, and then it...
Masturbate?
That's before
the workout. Oh, well, that's why that's you get it.
That's the pre-workout. Dude, the porno on this thing. It's very invasive.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to kiss you. Just get away. But anyway, you put the goggles on, and then it's just like things coming at you. And you got to either smack them with like these bats, or you got to get out of the way and dodge. It's a fucking workout.
That kind of sounds like the Kinect, that Xbox Kinect.
Yeah.
Whatever that game was where you slice in like stuff that.
Oh, yeah. Fruit Ninja.
Yeah. Fruit Ninja.
Yeah. Probably.
So kind of like that?
Yeah, probably. I never played that one. Okay. But it sounds similar. Anyway, there's a lot of. It involves a lot of squats and side lunges.
Oh.
Blows my groin up.
Damn.
Yeah. It takes me like 3 minutes to sit down on the toilet afterward.
Just fall onto it.
Honey, I don't know if I can get up. Stupid. Darian, it's been 2 weeks and still Jill has not received her dick pic. Oh. I've come to terms with the fact that we won't be getting any pictures or video of your massive 3 inches. But Jill is still crying herself to sleep. She said the only thing that will make her happy would be for you to play Freebird in full. How about I play it with my penis?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'll get a slide whistle or something. I understand that is a big ask, but I think I speak for all the other inmates here because Freebird is the shat. Kind regards, Tim. Thanks for writing in, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. And of course, I sent you the video.
You did. He made us a little video. Very, very, very hot stuff there, Tim. Timothy. Mm-hmm. I don't think that shirt could go any higher. Right on. Looks like we got some voicemails here, big dog.
Yeah.
Let's see who's up on the mental health hotline. Here comes our main man in Alabama. Alan's in the house.
Hey, Alan.
Freebird!
Freebird!
Yeah. Room, what's up?
What's up, dude?
I didn't get a blowjob from Jaleesa either, but I got the better. I got a video. A Tim lip sync at Freebird.
Oh, you got the same,
video.
Kisses, so,
yeah.
Hey, that's just pretty fucking spectacular.
I agree.
Anyway, Mr. Darian,
yes,
our Creep Show.
You got me.
And New York horror movies.
What do you think?
New York City horror movies, man.
Yeah.
One of them I'm going to go with, and people can argue about this. I mean, I think it's like a descent into madness,
okay. And
it's really dark and unpleasant. I'm going to go with Taxi Driver.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd call that a horror movie.
American Psycho.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely New York. And,
oh, yeah.
God damn, this gas station's useless. That's horrible. This gas station fucking makes trash. let's see, what else? And third. I'm going to go with Escape from New York.
Okay.
Maybe not typically hard. Kind of semi-post-apocalyptic.
Sure.
I don't know. I know the first time I saw it, the spiky-headed punk guy that brought the president's finger.
Yeah.
He kind of scared me when I was a little kid. But I loved, like, grimy, nasty New York movies.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot of them, Death Wish.
Oh, yeah.
The Warriors.
Warriors. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, give me dirty New York. I don't want, cute New York or the baddest dude on the blocks, Mickey Mouse. Anyway, that's all I got. Y'all have a good one. Talk to y'all later.
Beautiful. Bye. Thanks for calling in, Alan.
Escape from New York.
That's a good one. The Warriors.
I'll be watching Escape from New York sometime this week, so it'll be on my list for next week.
Yeah. Just thought you'd creep that one in there?
Yeah, Violet hasn't seen it, and we've been looking for it forever.
Oh,
and
why didn't you tell me? I got it on Blu-ray.
We don't have anything to watch it on.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, so we finally found it on our LG TV, so they have their own, save channels, whatever.
Yeah.
So we just added it to the list last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you seen Escape from L.A.?
Yeah, I didn't care for that one.
It's basically the exact same movie with just, LA-centric characters and stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that one, but
yeah,
I mean, we'll probably end up watching it, too.
Bruce Campbell was pretty good in it. As the crazy plastic surgeon. Right on. Let's get down to Southern California. Here comes Mr. Tom Hardy.
Hey, Tom Hardy.
Hey-yo.
Hey-yo. Tatted Room, how's my favorite degenerate?
What's up, dude?
I do hope everyone is doing well.
Yeah.
Hey, wanted to get in real quick there. On the educating department, I think I got you, Mr. Brock.
What do you think?
Creep Show.
You got me.
I sure hope so.
Nailed it.
As far as the meat hooks go, you know what? I think you guys already hit the two big ones, Maniac and American Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
I think those, not just, horror movies set in New York, but the fact that it was in New York was an important, almost an element of the film.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been It wouldn't work anywhere else.
No.
It wouldn't be the same flick if it wasn't set there. The other one I'd like to add to that, one of my personal favorites, Chud.
That's a good one.
I'm thinking I probably need to see it again because maybe it's not really one of my favorites.
Dirty sewers.
On the educating department.
What do you got?
On the what are you looking at department?
Different department.
Yesterday. Pardon me.
No, you're fine.
I did get to catch a couple of flicks. I got to catch this movie called Dark Harvest on Amazon. It's not bad. It's a new flick. Kind of got its own mythology.
Okay.
All in all, I'd say it's a pretty good flick, man. I'd recommend checking it out.
Sure.
It's got some good moments. It's got some cheese in it, but, you know, all in all.
I like a little cheese.
And then I also checked out the fifth Scream flick, better known, I guess, as Five Cream.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man. I remember liking it more than I did this time around.
I cannot.
I don't know. It's a lot of things in it kind of pissed me off.
I agree.
I don't know if I kind of didn't notice or if I just bypassed because I was happy to have a new Scream flick.
Sure, but, I get it.
Yeah, that one's gone down considerably. I don't recommend a rewatch.
I'm going to agree with you.
Although, one thing I still got to say, got to give it for the gore. It's definitely one of the gorier fucking...
I'll give you that. Flicks. Sure.
Anyhow, hope all is well. Love you like family. Bye now.
Love you too, Tom Hardy. Thanks for calling in. I think my biggest beef with Scream 5 is Melissa Barrera.
Yes.
She cannot act her way out of a paper bag.
No.
She did.
She was terrible.
She made Jenna Ortega look like a goddamn brilliant, shining light acting ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Dude, that scene in the hospital where she's going on about how she found her mom's cheating diary and that's why dad left.
Yeah. Not believable whatsoever.
Almost laughable. And that's why dad left. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yep.
And another thing, since we're already talking about Scream in the latter two movies, I don't mind fan service. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You want to shoehorn in a couple of the old characters, you know, put it at Stu's old house. I love it.
Oh yeah.
I'm all about it.
That was pretty cool.
At a certain point it just becomes gratuitous.
Yeah.
Did we need Heather Maserato in there?
No.
No. We didn't need her in Scream 3.
Right.
Ugh. I don't know, dude. I still think that Scream 3 is probably the worst of the franchise. That's just my opinion because that movie was dumb as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would probably, if I'm going worst to best, I probably go 3, 5, 6, 2, 4, 1 would be my roundabout. Yeah. I wasn't as mad at 6 because I liked that they brought Kirby back.
Yeah.
Even though she was only in it for 4 minutes, give or take. That's really the only redeeming factor of that movie for me is Hayden Panettiere, who I would like to touch in various parts of her body.
Frequently.
On repeat occasions, Miss Panettiere.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, man. That's all we got on the listener mail. You got anything for Alan, Tim, or Tom Hardy?
Thanks, everybody, for calling and writing in.
You guys are the best.
Yeah.
Freebird! Let's do a movie, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
You ready to whack it?
Whack it.
Hi.
Hi. It's an amazing cook.
Thank you.
I just wish maybe you could write a little bit more about rituals.
Just careful what you believe in.
Yeah.
I love this part. I don't think the devil's role is to create evil, rather to expose the evil in the hearts of men by challenging their loyalty to God.
That's cool.
I think our parents will always be our parents. I mean, like, we're supposed to look up to them, but they're really just people, right?
What's wrong?
You tell me.
Ever since your father died, you've been into that occult crap.
It makes me feel better, and my friends...
Your friends are losers, Leah, like you're becoming.
Every time I look at you, I see your father's face. God, I wish I could just... My medals.
I wish you were dead!
Darkness, I charge you with this sign. Mother, in the night are mine. I invite you to come.
Where'd you go?
Don't trust your lying eyes.
I can't believe you wanted to kill your own mother.
Live. Just let me. Just open the door.
Black magic starts with you, and it will end in you.
Take me home!
Hello?
It's Pie Whack It, buddy. Pie Whack It. From 2017. Got 5.8 stars on IMDb, written and directed by Adam McDonald. Stars Lori Holden, Nicole Munoz, and Chloe Rose. What do you think of Lori Holden?
She's all right.
Andrea from The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. She hasn't been on The Walking Dead in like 7 years now.
Right.
What else? She was hot in Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean that because she got put on fire. I mean in that that cop outfit,
yeah,
with the skin-tight fucking leather motorcycle pants.
Yes.
And I like a woman with spiky hair sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes she has kind of a weird look
on
her face.
She does have a weird kind of plastic surgery face. Yeah. I don't know what that's all about. She was also in The Mist.
Yes.
And she had like a school teacher sexy thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Very conservative, but she still had a gun on her.
Right.
So there's that. Right on, man. This movie is not rated. We start off in, we're in Canada somewhere. I think British Columbia, but I could be wrong.
Canada, eh?
It's weird. So we got a young lady, teenager, high school student. She is the punk rock kid, is what she is. She's got the patches on her backpack, and she wears her hair over her face. Attractive young lady.
Yeah, she's cute.
But you could tell she's got some trauma to start off with. And we're going to spend a little time with her. Her name's Leah. We meet her friends. She's got a friend named Janice who has the exact same daddy issues look about her. And that's fun. And there's a couple of dudes who are rocking the similar punk rock, you know, spikes and chains and clothespins. Fucking love clothespins. And I don't know. We have very avant-garde haircuts. Good for them.
Yep.
I'm glad they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
She goes home after school, and we meet her mom, played by Lori Holden. Now, we meet her because Leah's going out for the night, and as she's walking out of the house, she passes her mom's bedroom and hears her crying. She opens the door to tell her she's leaving, and mom kicks something under the bed real quick, and you can see she's got an open bottle of wine on the nightstand. So clearly there's some...
It's a box wine.
What was it?
No, I don't know.
She just opened it in the spout and poured it in her mouth.
Yeah, right.
What's the matter? I couldn't find any cups.
Right.
It's all going down her face. Stupid. You're stupid. So she's like, hey, I'm going to that book signing thing I told you about. She's like, fine, just do whatever. And she keeps crying and she's like, all right, I'm out. So she goes to the book signing, hooks up with her same four friends from high school. They're getting a book signed by an author called Black River Black Magic. And when it's Leah's turn to get her book signed, she goes up to the author and she's like, hey, I love your book. I just wish you could have told us how to do the rituals and stuff. And the author's like, hey, young lady, black magic is a very dangerous thing. You shouldn't be messing with that stuff.
That's right.
I'm going to do it anyway. She walks off. From there, we get to kind of follow Leah around in her personal life. What we have here, buddy, is a single mom, a widow, to be more exact.
Yeah.
We find out that the things that she kicked under the bed when she walked in was pictures, family pictures of Leah's dad, who apparently has passed away.
Yeah.
Very sad. And it doesn't seem like they're dealing with the trauma. They probably need some therapy, is what I'm saying.
It sure seemed like it.
Yeah, because...
Like, they weren't over it, that's for sure.
Well, definitely not. And from the looks of it, the passing didn't happen all that long before the movie kicked off.
Right.
So, Leah has sunk into the angsty teenage depression goth mode, which is fine if that's how you got to deal with it. Mom apparently has jumped into the bottle and just is kind of a miserable person. So that sucks for everybody. And now they're kind of drifting apart too, so that doesn't help matters at all. Mom wakes up the next morning and says, "Hey, guess what? Good news. We're moving."
Yeah, that's good news?
That is the apocalypse.
Oh, man. For a kid. I hated that.
Me too. Luckily, whenever I was, basically, my parents were losers, and we just kind of bounced around different apartment complexes when I was a kid. But luckily, all the apartment complexes were within like a 3-block radius.
Oh, that's lucky.
Yeah, so I could just walk back to my old place if I wanted to and hang out with my old friends and then take them to the new apartment complex, get them into the pool if I wanted to.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so yeah. I got lucky in that regard.
I changed school districts and everything.
That sucks. I got lucky. I only went to like 3 different schools.
Wow.
So I know other kids were bouncing all over the goddamn place. Hmm. Anyway, Leah's like, "What? No, you can't take me away from my friends." We get a whole screaming match. "Your friends are losers and you're dressing like a punk ass." "Nah, they're my friends and they make me feel better." "Stop it with all this occult shit. You look like a loser." "It makes me feel better." And it ends, of course, with Leah storming out of the house.
Yep.
She goes and hooks up with her friends, and her friends are like, "You know, dude, this is such bullshit." That's like the carrion cry of all angry teenagers. "This is bullshit."
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's all. This is just bullshit. Her friends are pretty pissed off about her moving away and having to change schools and all of that shit.
What did they say? It was like 2 hours away or 3 hours?
Something like that. Yeah. But they go up and they check the place out, Leah and her mom. Apparently it's in a whole other town. Mom agrees to continue driving Leah to school and back for the rest of this school year, but after that she's got to transfer. And even still, it's a very angsty, "You just don't get me," kind of a thing. All right, fair enough. Scary stuff. We're kind of that house that they move into is basically the Evil Dead cabin. If it was refurbished and like a mud room was added on and a second story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very secluded out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
In the middle of the woods, too. That doesn't help. And I don't know how I would feel two ladies living alone out in the woods.
A lot of security.
Yeah, you get a big dog.
Yeah, big dog, cameras.
Shotgun.
Alarm systems.
If you can plant landmines, I don't know. I don't know what the legality of that is, but if you maybe like dig a foxhole or something.
Well, you got to remember where you put them.
Oh, draw a map. Make sure everybody knows.
When we go to the car,
you got to run. Serpentine.
That's right. X marks the spot.
That's right. Don't go near that tree.
That's right.
That's the one with the snare trap. Yeah, I don't know about this often, because if somebody like it's, and then like the local community to this house is a very small town, and you know, if word gets around there's two women up there all by themselves, I'm just thinking out loud.
Right.
They apparently are feeling more than secure with this, so good for them. They get moved in. Mom is not very happy about having to drive Leah to the old school, which is like, I think Buddy said, like 2 hours round trip back and forth. But Leah's being a real cunt face about it. "You just can't take me away from my friends."
Dude, that would suck. 2 hours in the car to go to school.
Especially
I'd be like, you know what? Just take me out of school.
Yeah, homeschool me.
Yeah, homeschool me for the rest of the year.
Yeah, dude, we could do it online.
Yeah.
Fuck, call this. "But I gotta hit my friends." All right. So, very cool. They get moved in. They're kind of... You can tell that there is, like, some healing going on here. You know what I mean? Like, as the movie goes on, they kind of come closer together.
Mm-hmm.
They go and check out the little town next to the house. They find a cute little shop, and they're looking around. There's all this... apparently, it's close to Halloween time, because there's all Halloween decorations up and stuff.
So, would this fall under your the Halloween movie? Like,
I would put...
Theme around a Halloween?
Yeah, I would put this on my 31 for 31.
Yeah?
I like it. I like it a lot. But very creepy. I mean, it's not creepy yet, but they go back home that night. Mom makes dinner, and then we get into a really big argument about her friends being losers and stop with the occult shit. And, "Oh, you can't. You're such a loser. The dad died," and yelling and screaming. And finally, Mom's like, "You know what? I'm not taking you to see your friends tonight, you fucker, 'cause if you're going to talk like that." And then Leah goes into a head spin.
Yeah.
And she runs out in the woods and she kicks a tree like 4 or 5 times. God, I hate you. Nobody gets me. I'm going to kick the shit out of this tree.
I've been there. Oh, I've been there too. And like beat the tree with like a stick or a bat or.
Yeah.
Just let your anger out on
it. No, yeah, I've been there too. Normally, it's for me, it's like I like to throw things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It really comes out when I'm playing a video game and I can't get past a certain point. That's when.
How many controllers have you broken?
Several. I had an old school Nintendo, like the original one, little controllers.
Were oh,
like
yeah.
Put that son of. I was so mad. So mad, but.
Put it right up your butt.
Not quite that bad.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's a whole other level.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Fuck this thing. I got so mad at this. Stop interrupting me, I got so mad. I think, what the fuck game was it? I think it was a football game. But I actually ripped it out of the Nintendo and walked all the way downstairs to my garage.
Oh, my.
But yeah, normally I would have cooled off.
Yeah.
Because I lived in a 3-story house.
Oh, shit.
So I would have normally cooled off. Put it in my dad's bench vise and tightened it until it just smashed in on it.
Damn!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I had issues when I was younger.
You really were upset on that one.
I was pretty upset. But not as upset as Leah here, who's already kicked the tree 3 times. She then runs back into her house, grabs her crazy occult book. She's got like a whole do-it-yourself summon a demon kit stashed in her bedroom. I think this isn't her first time monkeying around with this business. She grabs it, runs back out into the woods. She's got like some handwritten instructions about how to make this go down.
Yeah.
And she basically performs a ritual there in the woods using yarn, milk, a clump of her mom's hair that she got off her hairbrush.
Blood.
Got to slash her wrist open. And then she's got to like knock on a tree with a rock 3 times and say the name Piwacket, which is the name of the demon, apparently. Mm-hmm. So she completes the ritual and she's bleeding from the wrist because she had to slash her wrist open and mix the blood with the thing. The way the scene of the ritual is shot, I thought was pretty cool.
It was. Yeah.
Because there's like a lot of buildup. And every time she beats the tree and says the name, like the whole scene goes silent for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And then pie whack it. And then she has to do a bunch of other shit. And yeah. Then pie whack it.
And it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. I got a kick out of that. She comes back and now she's, a quarter too low of blood. So she's kind of woozy. she already feels like there's something following her. And there's a cool scene here where she like stops on her way back from the ritual site. And turns around and you see something like hide behind the tree.
Real yeah.
Quick. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it back to the house. Mom's there. She's like, where did you go? And she's like, I just had to go for a walk. And then she's like, oh, okay. Well, let's have dinner. And by the way, I'm very sorry about everything I said. I've just been, you know, under stress and moving and dealing with the loss of your dad. And Leah's like, yeah, I'm sorry too.
And I sliced my wrist.
Yeah. And then blood starts coming out onto her plate. Because the fucking wound just opened up. And mom's like, oh, what the hell happened? She's like, oh, I accidentally cut myself. So now we get like a tender moment between her and mom where mom is bandaging the wrist.
Who knew a bloody wrist could lead to a bonding moment?
You know, maybe try that before you summon the demon next time.
Yeah.
You know? Better yet, don't even
cut yourself.
A simple, well-placed I'm sorry goes a long way.
Right.
You know, we don't have to slash anything.
Or call any demons.
Or wrap yarn around trees, apparently. That's what the kids are into these days.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's like, oh, yeah, oh, mom, I'm sorry. I love you, too. That night, Leah goes to bed, and we start with the rapping on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there is now something here, and it's probably not got the best of intentions.
Yep.
If you're lucky, it's just Horny Bob from town, and he's peeping on your daughter. Unfortunately, it is not Horny Bob.
It's not Pie Wagger. It's Pie Whacker.
Pie Whacker. Stupid. That's the adult version.
That's right.
Worst porno ever. Just a guy beating off
summon the porno demon.
He doesn't really do anything. You just give him a few minutes to finish.
That's right.
He'll be at it again in another hour. Stupid. Anyway, Lee is freaked out because there's knocking coming from this weird, like, loft attic situation. Goes and gets Mom. Mom goes up there. There's nothing up there. Mom doesn't hear the whackings or the fucking whacking. Now you got me all fucked up.
You're welcome.
The knocking, so they just go back to bed. Leah is officially freaked out, though, because she knows exactly what's there and exactly what's probably going to happen, and nothing good is going to come of this. So Leah basically doesn't sleep that night. She spends the rest of the night with the light on. The morning comes, and she gets up and goes to school, but right before she leaves, she realizes that the front door is wide open, mm-hmm. and there's like dirt and leaves all over in the house. So she cleans it up real quick before her mom can see it. Okay, scary stuff. Might still be Horny Bob, but we probably not. I mean, Horny Bob usually leave you a $5 bill on the
something. Right, something. Condo by the doorway.
Yeah, you know, something. Hey, it was me. I'm done. See you Tuesday.
That's right. Sock on the doorknob.
Appreciate it if you don't call the cops. So now Leah goes back to school, and she's like talking to her friends at lunch, and she's like, dudes, I think I summoned a demon to kill my mom, and it's kind of gnarly. There was knocking, and the door was open. And the one kid who has his head halfway on straight is like, hey, why do you want to kill your mom, man? That's right? All you have left. That's kind of freaky. The other two are like, yeah, badass. kill your mom? Such bullshit. I just spit on my notebook. Yeah, let's. Can I come with the Janice, the slutty girl? Is like, can I come up? I want to see like the paranormal stuff.
And she's like, I want to see you kill your mom.
Yeah, or we could just hang out and kill your mom. You know. She's like, well, yeah, okay, yeah, come on up. So Janice comes up and spends the night that night. She sleeps on the couch. We get a couple minutes of them, like, you know, doing girly stuff on a sleepover. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, you're into Evan, but Evan's into you, but you don't like Evan. You like Carl, and Carl's into you. So Evan's, oh, yeah, no, I'm not into Carl. Mm-hmm. And they go outside and smoke weed for a few minutes. And then Janice is like, hey, take me to the ritual spot out in the woods. Great idea, love. Yeah. Never mind the part that you did black magic out there. Let's just not go walking off into the woods at night.
Right.
Like me and the Red Queen did that one time up at Tahoe when you were throwing pine cones at us. Freaked us right the fuck out. That was stupid.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to... The Red Queen is like, he's got a crossbow. He's going to kill us. Like,
it's a pine cone.
It ain't. Oh, shit. Tuck and roll. There's a crazy fucker out here with a crossbow.
If that front door was locked, you guys would have been clueless.
Oh, stupid. That was dumb. Anyway, they go out there and they're walking around in the woods at night. They get to the ritual spot and Leah's like, well, here it is. I did the yarn on these trees and then I got the clump of hair. It's over there with some blood. And then Janice just goes like zombie mode, like blank face, bang, like lights are on, but nobody's home. And then she like slowly, and she's, Leah's like, hey, you ready to go back? And Janice just like dead faces her. And then Janice just turns around and walks off into the dark.
Mm-hmm.
That part was pretty cool. Yeah. Until Janice came running back and she's like, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, that was.
It would have been way cooler if something fun happened out
there. Yeah, or even without even that scene of, you know, I was just fucking with you. Just leave it alone.
Yeah. Well, it kind of.
Be like, what the hell?
Yeah, that was pretty gnarly. They get back to the cabin or the house there, and everything's cool for a few minutes. Janice is like, I'm just going to go to sleep. Leah's like, yeah, okay, crash here on the couch. I'm going up to my room. Next morning, well, we kind of get like a little camera shot here of something like Evil Dead style cruising through the woods at night and then going into the cabin and then like hovering over Janice. And then Janice's eyes snap open. And then cut to the next morning.
Right.
Leah wakes up. Her mom wakes her up and she's like, hey, where's Janice? And she's like, downstairs on the couch. And she's like, no, she's not. So they go looking around trying to find Janice. Janice is just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leah's mom looks out the window and she sees Janice sitting in her car. in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
So they go out there and they're like, hey, dude, you want to come inside, have some breakfast? And Janice is in full panic mode.
Oh, yeah.
Take me home! Take me home! I'm not going back in there! No!
She is freaking right the fuck out.
Right out. What the hell happened to Janice? I don't know. Janice doesn't want to talk about it. They take her home. That's cool. Leah's mom calls Janice's mom, I assume, and is like, hey, man, I don't know what happened, but a little bit of a spaz out. Maybe you had a bad dream or something. Anyway, I dropped her off, so call me if you need any. I don't know. I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened, and we'll never know. Okay, pretty crazy stuff. Next day at school, Janice isn't there. Leah keeps texting her, hey, what happened? What happened? What the hell happened? Never replies. Mm-mm. Okay, so Janice is just now out of the equation pretty much and highly traumatized in some way. Cut to a few nights later, Leah's going to sleep, and she goes to sleep at night, and this part I thought was pretty dope. Behind her on the wall, you see like the like 3 feet off the floor, just hovering, is like the shadow of a person that's like curled up in a like a fetal position.
Yeah.
And then slowly it like kicks its legs down onto the floor and then creeps up over Leah as she's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cut to the next morning. Leah wakes up out in the woods in the fucking ritual spot.
Yeah.
And she's got blood. Her wound is open again. There's blood on her face. And she's like, oh, shit. She wakes up, runs home as fast as she can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At this point, Leah is officially freaking right the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
She knows that
something happened.
She made a deal, dude. Yeah. And now it's time for her to pay her end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty... you can't fuck around with these things, dude. So she does what I guess the only logical thing to do. She gets a hold of the guy that wrote the book and sends him an email. Hey, man, I fucked around with the pie wacket and... now I'm about to get pie whacked. So is there, how do I turn this thing off? What do I got to do? So she emails him. He emails her back. And they set up a meeting where he's going to FaceTime her the next day or something like that. So she has to leave school early to get to the mall where I guess the Wi-Fi is better. Or she just, really any excuse for a teenager to go to the mall.
Right.
Get out of school.
It doesn't take much.
No. Anybody go for a Wetzel pretzel?
Yeah, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We're going to the mall. Let's do it. Wetzel pretzels for everybody.
That's right.
She gets there. This fucking guy. He had, I don't know if he was supposed to be full of shit or he was just trying to sell more books.
That's what it seemed like. Sell more books.
The way he came across on the FaceTime call. You have made a deal with Pie Wacket. Don't believe your deceiving eyes. He will try to manipulate you.
He had to go to his mom's basement.
I'm sure, yeah. I don't know why he wasn't wearing a robe of some right. sort. He will manipulate you, buddy. That's make right. you think you're seeing things. Leah's like, oh, shit! What do I do now?
Mm-hmm. He's
like, if you want to reverse the curse of Pie Wacket, you must reenact the ritual, but backwards. Leah's like, okay, well, now I have an idea of what the fuck to do. I'm going to go do just that. Gets home. Her mom is working at the little curio shop or whatever, so she's not there.
Oh, didn't she have to say like 3 words? Was it forgiveness?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She had to beg forgiveness with every step she took.
Every step she took. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's all part of the get-rich-quick scheme by this author, and it's working
because
somebody paid for his fucking book.
Yeah.
I got to write a book, buddy, is what I got to do. Part of my get-rich-slow scheme, which is working because right. I don't have shit. anyway, she runs home, grabs her... her beginner's guide to summoning demons and goes walking back out to the ritual spot and she's getting ready to do it and there's a dead lady right there off the right there in the ritual spot. Shit.
Yeah.
So
and he said don't believe your eyes.
Don't believe your deceiving eyes.
That's right.
Buddy.
It comes in many shapes or something. Yeah.
I'm making a lot of fun of this movie, but it's mainly because Buddy's here, and it's called Pie Wacket. It's hard not to make fun of a movie called Pie Wacket, which sounds like a knockoff version of American Pie.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. little on the nose there. Anyway, she's like, oh, shit. Excuse me, miss. You okay over there? She doesn't answer. She creeps a little bit closer. Sure as shit, it's Leah's mom. And she appears to be dead.
Yeah.
Just laying there in the woods. It's like, oh, fuck. About this time, she hears a car pull up out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
She recognizes it as her mom's car, sees her mom get out and start walking around the woods calling her name.
Yeah.
So Leah's like, oh, shit, let me call 911 because I think this is my dead mom. So she calls 911 and she's like, oh, my God, my mom's dead here in the woods. But then she hears her mom calling her from out in the woods.
She did not listen to that dude whatsoever.
I wouldn't. I don't think I would. I mean, the guy told her not to believe anything she sees or hears.
Yeah.
But she's freaking out about
because Pie Wacket is deceiving.
Deceiving, yeah. Buddy. So she's like, ah, I got my dead mom, but somebody's calling me. I think it's my mom. And the 911 operator's like, okay there, Looney Tunes. Let me talk to whoever that is over there because I'm done talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But then she just hangs up the phone and just kind of runs off.
Yeah.
So she did absolutely nothing to make this stop because right. She failed to backwards the ritual.
Right.
Well done, Leah.
Pie Wacket stopped her.
Pie Wacket fucked her all up.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, ah, shit. So now this mystery mom is chasing her around the woods, or possibly her real mom, who mm-hmm. fucking knows. She makes it back to the house, and she looks up and sees her mom looking at her from out of the bedroom window. She's like, oh, maybe not my mom. I don't know. Kind of freaky because she's just standing there. Runs inside because other mom is chasing her around and she's getting closer and closer.
Right.
Runs inside.
And dead mom laying in the forest.
Dead mom still laying in the forest. And we get a very cool scene of dead mom like slowly opening her
eyes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And smiling.
Uh-huh. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. Leah runs inside, sees a mom of hers, possibly Pie Wacket, pretending to be her mom. She's like, hey, what you doing? And she's like, went for a walk. Can you just not come any closer to me, please? And she's like, yeah, what are you doing with that knife, though? Yeah. She's got her weirdo ornamental ceremonial dagger on her that she's got to cut herself open with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nothing, just going to go upstairs and you stay down here, okay? Okay, so she runs upstairs, slams the door, barricades it shut with a chair.
Oh, yeah.
And then here comes mom. Hey, open the door. Open the door! Open the door! Let me in! Let me in! And then eventually just kicks the door open and smashes the shit out of the chair.
Yeah.
I don't think a normal mom would be able to do that.
No.
I could be wrong.
And then the hand going through the door, I mean, it's totally gave her away.
Right. Now we know exactly that we're looking at Pie Wacket here mm-hmm. and not her mom. And then this is where we get to actually see something, it kind of, like whatever it's supposed to be. Had a very Samara look.
I would say that.
Appeared to be female, black hair pulled over its face, wearing some kind of a nightgown.
Old.
White skin, yeah, hag looking.
Mm-hmm.
Creeps into the room. Big fight between Leah and Pie Wacket. Leah jumps out of the window.
Yeah.
Pie Wacket goes chasing down the window and does like a backward spider walk out into the
woods.
Yeah.
I was good up to that point.
I think we would have been better off just staying with that shadow thing.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty creepy.
Yes, it was.
This is now like a WWE wrestler type of deal. You know, I don't know. It's Pie Wacket with a steel chair!
That's right.
Anyway, big to-do. Leah runs out in the woods and hides, and she sees Pie Wacket kind of spider-walk its way out there, and then she... Pie Wacket hears something inside, so it goes taking off back up inside. Leah runs up inside and barricades herself into the attic for a minute, and then you hear Pie Wacket running around. Leah gets the big idea that she's gonna sort this whole thing out. Clearly, it's nighttime now. She can't go back to the ritual spot because it's nighttime and fucking scary. So instead, she takes some radical measures by siphoning gas out of the car. and running upstairs to the bedroom, finds Mom in there, sound asleep. She's like, oh, hey, Leah, what are you doing? Leah douses gasoline on her and lights her on fire.
That's messed up.
And this is the second time we've seen Lori Holden get put on fire.
That's right, yeah.
God damn it, man. Get her a fire suit, please.
When you're hot, you're hot.
She is smoking hot.
Smoking.
And, house catches on fire, big inferno. Her boyfriend, Evan, caught a phone call, just as she was getting back to the cabin from the woods. And he's like, I'm coming up there in my parents' car. It's going to take 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
He gets there just as the full inferno is going on, sees Leah out in the, laying out in the, like, the driveway. And then we cut to Leah in the hospital being questioned by police about her dead mom.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, my mom died out in the woods. And they're like, we didn't find any dead ladies out in the woods.
Right.
There was, however, a dead mom in the bedroom. Yeah. And we'd like to know how this fire started also.
Yeah. Tell us again.
Yeah, young lady. And then that's when Leah comes to the realization that she killed her mom.
Dope.
And that's the end of your movie.
Yeah.
What did you think of Pie Whackett?
I give it about a 5.
Out of what? 5?
10.
Oh.
No.
I like this one a lot.
Yeah, it was just too much up and down for me. Like, there were certain scenes that I liked a lot. What I did like is you could tell the difference which one was Pie Whackett, which one was a mom. Like, when she was dousing her mom with gasoline, there was a huge difference in the way the mannerisms were.
Oh, totally.
And I liked that. I mean, yeah, it was frustrating because it's like, dude, you're like, totally dousing your mom with fire right now. Can't you tell the difference?
Well, that's when she decides to pay attention to the creepy author. Don't believe what your eyes are telling you.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
I better just kill everybody.
Yeah, there was some scenes that were really good. It was very long and drawn out. Too much, childhood, like, you know, oh, my friends and this and that. There's too much of that. One of the scenes I really did like was the chick scared in the backseat of the car. That was very believable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she nailed that part. Mm-hmm. But after that, she was, like, gone for the rest of the time. It's like, okay, well.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been nice to see her, like, in a mental institute or something.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I dug it a lot. It's indicative to me of the stupid decisions that kids make in the spur of the moment.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, literally, as soon as she finished the ritual and went back to the house, Mom just said, hey, I'm sorry. I was way out of line. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, I'm sorry, too. Let's go back to being best friends. Okay, well, you already put the hit out, babe.
Right, yeah.
And now it's coming. Mm-hmm. So you can't call it – well, I guess you could call it off, but – It's you got to deal with this now.
Right. Yeah.
And it was a stupid fucking mistake. You probably didn't really think it was going to work, but
right.
It sure as shit did.
Hey, a lot of kids think it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like the building of the tension. Mm-hmm. I like the atmosphere. That fucking house, bro.
Yeah. And the woods was really good.
Yeah. It lends itself to The Witch.
The Witch. I was just, yeah, yeah.
I mean, not like The Witch, the other movie, but uh-huh. Like to just. The witch mythos. You got ladies isolated in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You got them fucking around with some shit that they don't need to be fucking around with.
And then poof.
And then the whole before you know it, your mom's on fire.
Yeah.
What the hell? That escalated quickly.
Your baby's missing. The mom's on fire. Oh, you know.
There is a hottie out there somewhere that can make me fly, I think.
Yeah.
I just have to shove an apple up my butt.
That's right.
That's what the book said to do.
Or a Nintendo controller.
Or a Nintendo controller. Oh, that I'm not flying anywhere with that thing in my keister.
No.
Barely getting out of this chair.
If I get some 1-ups with Super Mario Brothers, though.
You're stupid. All right. I say give it a watch. I streamed it on Tubi. It is also streaming. If you want to watch it commercial free, it's also on Shudder right now. Good show. Heavy on the witchy vibes. Very much a horror movie, which I think is the best thing that I can say about it. Zero humor, just drab, bleak, depressing, a bad situation made worse by a child's mistake.
You said this was rated, not rated?
It's not rated.
Well, probably could have been PG.
Probably. I mean,
I don't think there was a whole lot of, well, maybe PG-13 for graphic images.
I was going to say the whole immolation thing at the end was pretty
bad. But there was really no cussing in it, so.
Bullshit!
Yeah, but the F word usually makes it R if you say it over 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
There's no nipples.
No.
Put a nipple, put a female nipple in there, get you
right?
R rating.
Yeah, when those two girls were like, you know, spending the night together.
They were going to put a finger in
each
other.
Yeah.
That did not happen.
No.
You could at least sniff her a little bit.
That's right.
Hot goth chicks? I love it. All right, buddy, let's take us a little break.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Hey, inmates. If you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we're back, Big Daddy.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pie whack it or pie, whacker.
Pie whacked. Pie whacked off. All right, my man. It's time for Three on a Meat Hook.
Three on a Meat Hook.
Yeah.
This week's Meat Hook, Canadian movies, buddy.
Yeah.
What? Now, you can interpret that a lot of different ways. Movies that take place in Canada, or Canadian productions of movies.
Oh, okay.
Or just whatever Canada horror vibe you get, I guess, would constitute a Canadian horror movie.
What were those two beer-drinking guys that were like...
Oh, Strange Brew.
Strange Brew, yeah.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, that's usually what I think of first when it comes to Canadian movies. Because, yeah. I mean, what a classic. Drink all that beer and piss on the house on fire.
Go play competitive hockey in the middle of a brewery.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not horror related whatsoever, but it's a great movie.
Oh, yeah. Bananas. Mm-hmm. What do you got on number three, fella?
Number three. So my movies are like old school because it reminds me of movies I saw when I was younger. And I absolutely loved them.
Okay.
The Brood, 1979.
Oh, yeah. Really? Now that you think about it, just about anything made by David Cronenberg would be considered Canadian.
Oh, yeah. He is Canadian.
He is Canadian, yeah.
I didn't even think about that, yeah.
Shivers took place in Canada. So did Rabid. I don't know about The Fly. The Fly, I think, was in Philadelphia or something like that. But yeah.
Yeah.
Brood's a good one. Mm-hmm. Oliver Reed.
Yeah.
He seems like such a nice guy. But you have to remember that he's like 6'2", 280, all muscle.
Whew.
He doesn't look like it.
No.
And, you know, until for whatever reason he takes a shirt off, then you're like, God damn, Mongo, put the guns away.
Right?
Yeah. Like that scene in Burnt Offerings where he's throwing his kid around in the pool. Like, bro, you're going to kill that little guy.
Right?
The Brood's a good one. Yeah, there's some creepy kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you need them being Canadian doesn't lessen the creepy.
No.
I don't think. Right on. My number three is a movie that I loved a lot as a kid, and I still love, but probably not as much because there's some silly shit going on there. It's Nightbreed.
Oh, yeah.
I love me some Nightbreed. But you got to admit, man, there's some really silly monsters
there is.
In Midian. Chick with fingers coming out of her face.
Yeah.
I get it. It's 1989 and we've got a special effects budget.
Mm-hmm.
Moonhead guy.
Right.
I would be pissed off if I went through the trials of Baphomet to become Nightbreed and all I got was a fucking moonhead.
Moon.
The new guy shows up and he can shapeshift. All I get is a moon-shaped head.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about number two there, buddy?
Number two, Dead Ringers.
Oh, yeah.
1988.
Yeah, I think that's Cronenberg, too, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken. Talk about the shit end of the deal.
Oh,
identical twin surgeons.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're getting the ace surgeon. Instead, he got killed, and now the crackhead surgeon is filling in for him.
Right.
Fuck.
Don't.
If I'd only gotten that surgery a week ago, I
would
have been perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got crackhead Jeremy Irons cutting and slicing. My number two, since we're on the surgery train, American Mary.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I also put this on my Rape Revenge meat hook.
Yeah.
Man,
I love that movie.
That is a great show. Weird stuff.
I forgot about that one.
Weird stuff with the heart-shaped nipples.
Oh, yeah.
The weirdo chick that wants to be turned into a Barbie doll.
Uh-huh.
How do you sew up my vagina and make it smooth down there? Can you do that without a grinder? I don't know.
Not attractive for a dude.
Where are you going to pee exactly? Yeah. How do you get pee? You're going to need an orifice, and at some point you're going to want somebody to stick something in it, I think.
Need more than a mouth.
I mean,
turn around.
let's find something here, sweetie. Yeah, that's a good show, man. I like it.
Yeah.
Catherine Isabel, sexy as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Anything by the Saska twins is usually a home run.
I know, yeah. I haven't done anything lately, have they?
The last one, I think, was Rabid, the Rabid remake.
Yeah.
Which wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. Mad at that. Yeah.
I don't think it was as good as the original, but I still wasn't mad at it. All right, how about number one there?
Videodrome.
Oh, yeah. You just went Cronenberg up and down the road, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's cool. I like... Videodrome is a movie that is good, but I will never be smart enough to fully understand.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Anything with James Woods is going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
You know that. But the once we get into it, we have like the weird video cult, and then we do like some James Bond stuff where he's trying to infiltrate it, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And then we get into like weird body mod stuff and people crawling out of TVs and a giant stomach vagina.
Yeah.
That apparently plays VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. Whatever, dude. I know there is some weird imagery or messaging being handed to me. I just can't unwrap it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you a thumbs up. Debbie Harry was really hot back in
1983,
I think, is when that came out. Even when she's poking herself with needles and shit. That's cool. It's a good show.
Yeah.
My number one movie you may or may not have heard of or seen yet. It's fairly new. Something called Anything for Jackson.
Nope.
It's a great horror movie.
Okay.
Basically what you have, there is a lot of really good stuff going on here. But the premise is this very wealthy, almost retired surgeon and his wife have lost their grandson, and now they're trying to make black magic deals with the devil to bring him back.
Ooh.
And it involves human sacrifice. It involves a bunch of... It involves kidnapping a pregnant lady and trying to, I guess, reincarnate Jackson into her baby.
Huh.
Or it's guy jumps himself right into a wood chipper.
Wow.
Yeah, once the black magic shit starts ramping up,
it's
all kinds of weird shit goes down. A giant trick-or-treater shows up.
Wow.
It's a whole ass thing, man. It's a great show. It's one of my favorites.
Okay.
That's our right meat hook, inmates. It is Canadian horror movies. Take yourself over to paddedroompodcast.com. Just click on the meat hook link. It'll tell you what you need to do. You can get a hold of us. Mental health hotline is area code 775-387-0275. Or email us. Just hit the mail link there at thepaddedroompodcast.com. Now, my friend, it's time for a little what are you looking at?
Ooh.
Feels weird not doing the Terror Dome right now.
Yeah, it does.
We'll be right back with you with that very soon. We're going to kick it old school when we bring it back.
Yeah.
Go back to the original format. Little what are you looking at in the meantime?
What are you looking at?
Yeah, buddy. I got a couple of really weird movies in this.
Weird movies,
yeah,
huh?
Very strange. First one is called Give Me Pity from 2022.
Okay.
Just hit Shudder. This is a bizarro concept piece, I feel like. What you have here is a young... I feel like it's supposed to be set like in the early 70s. But the entire film is basically a made-for-TV special, like a Saturday night variety special with this somewhat famous young lady hosting it, and she's got like singing and dancing numbers, and then she does some comedy, and then she does like a little skit with some other actors, and then she does like more singing and dancing. But it looks spot on as far as like the 70s vibe, the disco dancing, like her hairstyles and makeup and stuff. But as this TV special goes on, she is slowly driving herself insane.
Oh.
And by the end of the actual special, she's killed, like, all the cast and crew.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
but it doesn't really... It never breaks from that Saturday night special, like, thing. You know what I'm saying? It's very strange.
Okay.
It's worth a watch. You're probably going to be mad at me by the end of the movie because you're going to be like, what the fuck was that all about?
Gee, thanks, Durian.
Yeah, you ass wipe. It's interesting. I will say that. It is definitely interesting. It kept my interest.
It sounds familiar. But
I think it's
only a couple years old, so I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah. It's called Give Me Pity.
Huh.
Okay. Very strange. I watched that, and I watched another weird one called Knives and Skin.
Ooh.
This one also just hit Shudder. It's a musical.
Oh.
And it's about a young lady that kind of, well, she doesn't get murdered, but she gets left in the woods, and then she dies accidentally. And then the small town around her kind of goes a little insane trying to find her. Okay. Her mom goes really cuckoo bananas. They sing a lot of songs, and her dead body out in the woods sometimes joins them in songs.
Oh, whoa.
Because, like, her mom is the choir teacher, and it's a very weird movie. I'm not sure. I don't think I would call it a horror movie. It's okay. A musical, number one.
Right. Well, you know, Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean,
that's true. I'm not saying there's no such thing as a horror musical, but the underlying factor is it was an accident. And then it's really just people freaking out trying to find her. She's already dead. So I don't know. I kind of didn't get a horror vibe. Like, there was no dread. There was nothing scary, really.
Okay.
And there's a lot of singing. So there's that.
Hmm.
That's all I'm looking at, buddy. What do you got?
I didn't get a chance to watch really a whole lot this week. The only thing I watched was not horror-related, Madam Web.
Is it as bad as everybody says?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of unexplained things going on, and I gave it a 5 at best.
Nah, everybody is taking big fat dumps on this movie. I kind of checked out of the Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really planning on seeing it.
Wait for it.
Okay. That's what I'll do. In the meantime, how about some immersion therapy, amigo?
Yeah.
Immersion therapy.
Scary stories to tell in the dark.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Dude, I like this one.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's on my 31 for 31 hit list because it's just such a Halloween-y vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like the aesthetic of the different monsters too.
Mm-hmm.
It fits. Did you ever read the books when you were
of course.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And it looks just like those ridiculous illustrations.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's a big thing. You could tell Guillermo del Toro had a hand in it too.
Mm-hmm.
Great show, man.
It really is.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab. I don't know why I don't have it on Blu-ray, but I better snag that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Mm-hmm. What did we watch it on? I think I watched it on Shudder or Tubi. I know it's on Tubi.
I watched it on Tubi.
Or Peacock. It was on Peacock, wasn't it? God damn it.
Oh, maybe.
Netflix. God, I was not.
Oh, Netflix,
I was wrong on all counts.
Yeah, me too.
On Netflix, god damn it. Check it out if you haven't seen it, inmates. It's a pretty good show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for us this week, big man?
All right, this week, let's check out 2012's 100 Bloody Acres. This is about two people, Reg and Lindsay, that run an organic fertilizer business. They need a fresh supply of their secret ingredient to process through the meat grinder. Reg comes across two guys and a girl with a broken down vehicle on their way to a music festival. You'll find this gem on Freevee.
You're going to love it, inmates. Horror comedy. You might have already seen it.
It's a great one.
It is. It's hilarious. Check it out. We'll do the same and compare notes next week. But now it is time to educate me.
Educating Miss Monica.
First, my clues from last week. My fucking dad came up here, slapped me, stole my favorite comic book, and threw it in the trash. That's the bad news. The good news is a corpse just showed up out my window, outside the window there, and he's going to get the comic book back for me, and he's going to make sure that my delivery arrives early tomorrow morning so that I can start poking my voodoo doll of my dad with the needles and getting my fucking revenge. You know who the kid was in that movie?
Hmm.
Joe Hill.
Oh, no shit.
Stephen King's son, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Great show. Yeah, everybody's seen Creepshow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here comes another softball. Well, who might I be this week, you ask? I was part of a traveling folk band. Yes, sir. And I'm on tour. Me and my girlfriend and my banjo player and his girlfriend, and we stayed at a hotel, and son of a bitch, if a murderous psycho family didn't just kick their way into our hotel room, and now they're keeping us hostage here, making us do a bunch of weird shit, too. I heard about these guys. They were just involved in a shootout with some police officers, and a couple of their other family members got killed, and now they're kind of on the run, and hopefully they just fuck off and don't kill us. But I don't think they are. I think they're going to kill us and then go to a very weird brothel in the middle of nowhere with chickens. There is chickens at the brothel. Why is there chickens? I guess I like to think they eat the chickens and they're not just there for fucking.
McNuggets.
McNuggets. Brothel nuggets. Yuck. Who might I be, you ask? Tune in next week and I will drop some knowledge on you, inmates. In the meantime, I think that's about it for me and Buddy this week. Like, comment, subscribe, of course, wherever you found this podcast. That helps our visibility quite a bit. If you have time, head on over to patternroompodcast.com. You can find all the information you need about us, Patreon links, show schedules, Terra Dome, Meat Hook, the whole fucking nine yards. You're going to love it. Join us next week for the Witches of Eastwick, buddy.
Yeah.
We're going to check that out. You know there's a softcore porn version of this called The Witches of Breastwick? I've seen
Not
it.
Not surprising.
It's one of the Skinamax specials where they pretend to have sex with each other.
Pretend?
I'm pretty sure they're not, actually. You can tell when they're not really that into
it. Are these cherries or am I just really bloody?
Stupid. Yeah, Witches of Eastwick next week, inmates. We'll see you then. In the meantime, for Jason in absentia, Buddy, who is here, witches, naked witches,
Freebird,
strangers in hotel rooms and the fucking havoc they can wreak, steal books, go buy one, and then maybe build some kind of a fort out of them or something, and the Padded Room Podcast. I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye, and have a great week.
My heels in the dust with the heat dry.